Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. Holy crap. Hey, some more bloodletting at the Houston Texans, everybody.
Who got cut? Who got traded?
No.
What happened?
Who got hired?
Who got fired?
And it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know. It just seems to me these are lifers. And maybe, I don't know what kind of people are. I don't know how they are at their job. I have no idea. But it's just, it's a story now every time because Jack Easterby. Because, you know, he's changed this whole building. And guys who, I don't know these people. But I do know they spent 15 years, 14 years, 13 years in their jobs with the Houston Texans. Kevin Krakowicz, he was actually, they put him in charge of, after they fired Chris Olsen, they put him in charge of
Kevin
the cap.
Yeah.
Kevin K.
Yeah.
They put him in charge of the cap. Before that, he was football administration coordinator, football administration analyst, football administration intern, spent a year in football ops.
That's going to be Nick Caserio has somebody in mind.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Probably.
That's a position that's got a little more meat to it. That's probably Caserio wants to bring somebody in he knows.
Probably. So, and, you know, a cap guy, a real cap guy, probably.
Yeah.
Because Kevin probably was thrust into it because he had to.
Yeah, Caserio knows he has to have a cap.
Yeah. Equipment manager Mike Parson, he'd been there 13 years.
You got to get somebody who can deflate.
And his whole staff. And then Doug West, the team's director of practice facility development, who'd been there for 14 years. All let go.
Practice facility development.
Yeah.
So he's got to go.
Well, yeah. Well, you mean, I don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
You take care of the practice
grass stuff.
Field. Yeah, you got to have somebody that's in charge of.
Can somebody tell me what this.
It's grass.
Let me tell me what's going on with this grass right here.
Hey, you know what?
Well, that's Doug.
I'll tell you this. It's really nice. He's done a good job because their practice fields are awesome. They do a hell of a job on their practice. They're like fairways. They're like Augusta fairways. They're so nice. They take care of it. Well, We don't know, but I do know this. It just seems like, man, it doesn't seem like a really good place to work. That's all. It seems like, wow, you guys are, it's just a bad, bad place to be. And everybody's, and even still, you know, with Bill O'Brien there, you walk around with, you know, on eggshells, walking on eggshells because you never want him to say the wrong thing, be in the wrong place, do the wrong thing. Say anything that's going to get you fired, but doesn't matter. You're still getting fired over there with Bill O'Brien gone. So we don't know these people. All I know is that it just seems like, man, Houston Texans, what the hell happened? Bob McNair dies, and this organization just sucks. It just sucks. And then we've got a Jack Easterby piece that came out. Did this just come out yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tweeted it yesterday,
yeah.
Anthony Wood. I'm watching one from Anthony Wood. He tweeted it out, and it's Jack Easterby.
It's a video that's out there. Different people have grabbed it, and they take it for their own and all that stuff.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Somebody captured it from a speaking engagement when he was in New England with the Patriots.
He's doing his stand-up. He's got like a routine.
Well, this is his, you know, he does speaking engagements, and this is his speaking engagement to, like, he's Professor Positive, and he will go out there and give you. And I
looks
don't know,
like he's the opening act for a band or something. Because look behind him, there's all kinds of band equipment up there.
Oh, yeah. I think it's probably something church-related,
probably,
is my guess.
Yeah.
Not making fun. I'm just saying that's probably what it was. And so here's the thing. This is what Jack Easterby actually is, and what he does is he's a guy who is not an opening act per se. though he does think he is. But he's supposed to connect with a group of different people. He is a speaker. He does speaking engagements. His message was probably about, you know, trusting and faith and all that. But what was captured really to me encapsulates, this is the guy leading the tech. People were disgusted watching this yesterday.
I know. I
tweeted out, and it's like, yeah, you just can't believe, like, this corny-ass dude is who brought down the Texans.
Yeah.
This corny-ass dude is the one who destroyed the and look, the Texans were teetering anyway. Even when they're winning, they felt like they're teetering on the brink.
Well, nobody liked them when they were winning.
And Bill O'Brien is thankful to get out of this. Bill O'Brien was the architect of a lot of this.
Yeah.
But now this is the guy, like, this is the guy that set everything in motion with Brian Gain getting whacked, with, you know, all these moves that have been made. Laramie Tunsil bringing him in, not doing a contract. There's a lot of, he negotiated Deshaun's contract. A lot of things that this corny ass dude has done. You won't believe it when we play the audio. You want to play the audio coming out of the next break?
Yeah, we'll do it on the other side.
We'll do that about 7:15. Call, text, whoever you want to hear this. But I'm telling you, this is not the type of stuff. Like, this is not the guy.
I kind of feel dirty, like, promoting, like, you can't wait to hear. It sucks.
Oh, it's no, just, no. We're warning you.
Wait, it's cringeworthy. It's so bad.
Oh, it's the most cringeworthy thing. It's way worse than anything on Larry David. It's way worse than Ricky Gervais. You're like, oh, God, you can't watch this. His character's going to do what? Only this is the character. And I said this, and you know what? This is true. I feel like it really, we are watching a real life Ted Lasso, where Jack Easterby has no business being in this job. Like, he's like, hey, everybody, look at this guy. What are we doing over here? You know, like, Ted Lasso has the kind of goofy voice, yeah, and he's Mr. Positivity, but he has no business being a soccer coach. They don't even try to make it like where he starts learning a lot more about soccer. Like, they don't even do that on the show. That's Jack Easterby, only with horrific results. Only this is what happens in real life.
I'd rather have Ted Lasso running the team.
Yeah, but this is what happens when you in real life had Ted Lasso in position. It's not like their team was great. But when you in real life have Jack Lasso running a team, this is what happens. Is all the goofy, buzz, blah, 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 blah. And then Jack Lasso is ruining the team. This is what happens in real life. If Ted Lasso really coached a team, this is kind of what would happen.
Well, wouldn't they be relegated? The Texans would be relegated.
100% the Texans would be
relegated. Texans would be relegated.
Yeah, we're at the bottom, bottom three.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now, the Texans would have been relegated last year.
The Texans, the Jets, and the Jags, all relegated. Would have been.
And two of those, you know, you kind of are used to. To them, you're used to having problems.
Relegated. This Texans thing is a relatively new thing. Anyway, so yeah, we'll play it for you on the other side. I just feel dirty doing it, if you want to know the truth. I don't feel good about it. The Rockets win last night, but I'm worried that they may have lost Christian Wood. He's going to have an MRI on his ankle. They won 115-103 last night against Memphis. Memphis, who had been playing some pretty good basketball. The Rockets had that hiccup in game two against Oklahoma City. But they bounced back yesterday. But Christian Wood down on the floor in pain. You could tell. I mean, it was not good. Not good. Barely being able to get up and get over to the bench. He couldn't put any weight on it. That's just a shame. He's driving to the basket and he just twisted that, or it just was somebody stepped right in his way and put his foot, and he had to step over it. And when he came down on his ankle, it really twisted his foot. And he's walking gingerly off the court. He's going to have an MRI, I guess, today. I don't know. Maybe he did it last night. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that dude's hurting, and that's a shame. That's a shame. Is that the same ankle that he had hurt? Did he hurt? Is that what he hurt?
I can't remember if it's the same one.
Was it an ankle or was it a knee before?
It was an ankle.
It was an ankle?
Yeah.
So it might be the same ankle. Damn.
Yeah, it might be the same one.
Man, if he's out any amount of time. Now, LeBron is none too pleased about actually playing an All-Star game. And he we'll hear from him a little bit later. in the show about how pissed he is that there actually is an All-Star game this year. He doesn't get – poor LeBron doesn't get a break. Fact of the matter is he has played a lot of basketball. Now, everybody had, what, three months off last year and then finished up the season in the bubble. But he had to play the longest because he was in the NBA Finals. They won the championship, and then he had to get back right back to it. And he wanted March 5th and March 10th off because that's what the NBA is taking off. And the league is deciding that they're going to play an All-Star game instead. And instead of just giving everybody, you know what would probably be better? Give everybody a break.
Yeah.
Give everybody a break. Yeah. Now, you know, of course, the All-Star money with TNT, with, I don't know, who has the game? ABC?
TNT.
TNT
but
has the game.
ESPN might run, well, they did that celebrity stuff, but All-Star Weekend, the major stuff is on TNT.
Yeah, right. I don't know who has, whatever. But there's the television is to consider. Fact of the matter is, they ought to. He's probably right. Give everybody a break. Take 5 days off, and let's get back to you can miss an All-Star game. Yeah. You can. I mean, it's an All-Star game. It's an exhibition. It's not that people can't come. You can't. In Atlanta now, Georgia and Florida, they're like, we don't care about any pandemic.
Yeah, I got news for you.
We don't care about pandemic.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, mm-hmm. The NBA is going to have to deal with some repercussions after that because you know how players went away. Remember around Memorial Day, I guess it was, when players left and then came back and everyone had COVID. Remember at U of H, that was a big issue, yeah, right. And it's going to be the same thing with All Star Game.
Yeah, right.
Like we don't know how we got it. Was it parties? Was it strip clubs? Was it just being in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Come on. The NBA is begging for a massive COVID spike if they do this.
Yeah, right. Just
bubble. And if you're going to do a bubble, you know what, though?
If everybody's got 5 days off, I don't care about Atlanta. Everybody's got 5 days off in the NBA, there's going to be a bunch of COVID coming.
It is. Yeah, it is. Right. Yeah, COVID's coming back.
It doesn't matter if you go to Atlanta, if you go home, whatever the case may be, there's going to be a lot of COVID after.
If they could do this, and you might want to turn the radio down for this one, guys. If you could create a bubble situation where you said, look, we're bringing strippers in. We're getting them tested, okay? They're all going to be COVID and not tested like the way we're used to saying in the past. We're saying for COVID.
Well, and all the tests.
Maybe both. Maybe all.
Yeah.
But we're bringing them in. We'll get them tested. You can do all the stuff that you like to do. We'll just make sure everyone's tested so it's a safer environment, relatively speaking. Mm-hmm. So that you won't get COVID. Is that okay? Like, can we get your best favorite strippers or whatever?
Where are we going to find invite
them in?
That number of women, of those,
I don't those think
dancers
it's a hard,
that are issue-free in all areas.
Have you ever, I don't know about all that, but have you ever...
I don't know that we're going to be able to
find. Have you
ever
been to an All-Star game? We were here in Houston, an All-Star game.
Yeah.
I went to an event one time.
Yeah.
And it was... I mean, I wasn't at one of the crazy events, but it was, you know, it's pretty packed out. There's a lot of people who come in from out of town.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people come in from town for an All-Star game.
Yeah.
So, I think for all sports. So, except maybe Pro Bowl. I don't know about that one.
No.
But the basketball All-Star game it's a huge party. And so, I think you could, if you told every player, listen, you can bring in this many people.
Strippers?
Well, you get five people that you can bring in.
You get five strippers? Everybody gets five strippers, and now it's a party.
It could be your buddies. This is going to test how much you like your buddies or how much you like strippers.
Well, speaking of which, let's bring in John Clay Wolf right here on ESPN 97.5. He's a party. He's always a party. What's going on, John Clay Wolf?
Did you say strippers in Florida?
No, yeah, in Atlanta. We're talking about the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Super Bowl this week. I thought you were going to go to a strip bar.
No. Well, in Tampa, where do you go, John Clay Wolf?
Tampa. I was in Lauderdale.
Oh, in Lauderdale. Oh, no. Mons Venus is the place to go in Tampa. Yeah. Yeah, it's famous. Mons Venus is pretty famous there. So if you ever go to Tampa,
you need to... Did
you
hear me talking about that the other day? It didn't go very good.
Yeah. Old lady
goes on my phone.
You what?
Did you hear me on the show the other day, last Saturday?
No, I didn't hear it.
I was in Florida, and I came home, and this is a PSA to everybody out there. She's like, did you call a strip bar when you were in Florida? I'm like, why? And we started, you know, well, just answer. So, yeah, why'd you call a strip bar? I'm like, well, to see if they were open. Well, why would you want to know if they're up? And I was like, I was just wondering how bad the coronavirus was in Florida.
That's where you check at a strip bar. That's right.
Right.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. If a strip bar is open, then you know that everybody's safe in Florida. That's right.
That's right.
John Clay Wolf, by the way, you should sell him your car.
We use rational reasoning. Rational reasoning about things. Like, you know, if you send us a car with the pictures, it's got four flats, even though it's, like, got good miles.
Right.
You know, we know you haven't driven it a long time, and there's going to be other problems with it. We're going to take that into consideration.
That's right.
If it's air in all four tires, and it's looking like something, and the Carfax shows some movement, we know that we don't really need to test drive it too much, because you just got to use conductive reasoning, like how I did that strip like
that. That's it. So sell them your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, the stream's back up now for those of you. I don't know how you would hear this if you, well, maybe you're listening and you turn to the radio. I don't know.
You could tweet them.
I am tweeting them. I replied to a couple guys who had asked about the stream. Stream is back up now. And so are we here on ESPN 97.5. So, once again, Jack Easterby in charge. And, you know, I just feel like we just can't let up. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know that it's ever going to change. I don't know that anything is going to ever change. But unless you continue to work the cause, then nothing's going to change. And Jack Easterby is really, really, really somebody who is a large part of the ruination of this organization. And until he's gone, you cut the head off the snake with Bill O'Brien, right? Mm-hmm. But the snake's still squirming out there.
Most snakes die.
Most.
This is a squirmy snake. This is really more like you cut the tail off the lizard and it just regenerated a new tail.
Yeah.
And I don't feel this kind of concern with, now, Nick Caserio may end up being bad at his job, but that's the job, that's the business. We'll find out.
There's a lot of guys who are bad.
But he's not unqualified. He's qualified for his job. This is like I said, this is Ted Lasso is just running amok right now, and he's not qualified to be in a position where he has a voice.
There's always, no matter what, like the story about these three guys that are getting fired, if you didn't hear, if you're just joining us now, three guys that have been in an organization for 13, 14, 15 years have been fired, in charge of the practice facilities, in charge of equipment, in charge of football analysts, our ops, all fired. And you look at it with a wary eye as like, did Jack get him? Was this a Jack?
You assume everything's a
and
Jack.
You know, when something like this,
everything's literally a Jack move.
Yeah, yeah. And when stuff like that happens in organizations, does Mike Florio report on it? I mean, football or practice facility guys get fired? Do you think Florio is another one that just he's reporting everything Texans because it's just all building, all building? Florio is clearly anti-Jack Easterby. There's no question about it. I kind of feel like every story he does on the Texans is it's just more evidence building in the Jack Easterby sucks case. So anyway, here's Jack Easterby. This came out yesterday for some reason. Jack Easterby doing his stand-up routine at some event, and it's not a stand-up routine. I guess he's speaking to this audience, and it's clearly as uncomfortable as it can possibly get. Here's Jack Easterby, and this is his stand-up routine that you really, really never want to see.
This, because I think it's funny and it's true, before we actually get into God's words, I love crowds. I love crowds, right? It's a blessing to travel all over the country, right? So on the West Coast, you go and crowds really tell you like the kind of people that are in that area. So on the West Coast, like you got the West Coast for a game and you get there and people are in the parking lot and they're like, you know, got their surfboards on top of their, you know, on top of their Jeeps and they're sitting there and they're like, dude, like the game's at 4. I'm just telling you, if the game will be wrapped up around 7, like we can catch a wave tonight. I'm just telling you, it's going to be totally awesome, dude. Like, I'm telling you, this is going to be awesome. I mean, we're just in the West Coast, man. It's just chill, you know what I'm saying? It's just everybody relax. Like, we're down 20, but it's all right, okay? Like, chill, bro. And then, like, you go down to the Midwest, right? Like, you get into the, like, the Bobby's world, don't you know? Like, you get into the don't you know? Like, don't you know we're playing Minnesota? Like, Minnesota here in the crowd, so everybody's chanting about Minnesota, don't you know? And I know we're down 15, but don't you know we're going to come back, don't you know? And then, like, you get down to Texas, right, and the belt buckles come out. I mean, they just all have the can't help us, right? And I feel like to talk to somebody, I need to email their belt buckle and get permission. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, hey, man, how you doing? What is that? Like, that needs a headlight. You know what I'm saying? And so and we were just there, like, recently in Houston, and people put their thumbs back behind them. You know what I'm saying? And they talk to you, and they're like, hey, everything's big in Texas. And they give you that, and then they get the stomp, and the little heels are going, right? But then you go up to New York, right? You go up to New York, and, I mean, you walk in the stadium, and as soon as you walk in the stadium, what you looking at? What are you looking at? I'm looking at the game. I mean, there's a game. What are you looking at? What's up, kid? What you looking at, son? Not your kid, not your son. Just here for the game, bro. Like, chill out, man. It ain't that serious, right? And then where I'm at, like, in Boston, right? Everybody says this phrase, and it's huge. It's like, yo, we got to go park the car. Like, we got to do what? What are you talking about? We got to go park the car. I'm like, what are you?
It's every stereotype you can imagine, just the most basic stereotype, and then a guy not doing anything funny with it.
No. It's just so bad.
So Nikki says, not my wife, she's like, that was Easterby? I thought it was some random douche. So here's the thing. Do you understand? I got this same thing 4 times yesterday. Once was from Guy Haberman, who does stuff on the West Coast. John Middlecoff, who like used to work in the NFL and does a lot of media stuff. And I just stuff with Colin Cowherd now. He's part of his podcast network, and then 2 other people who will remain nameless. And they had never, like, the idea of Jack Easterby outside of Houston. Really, even inside of Houston, you guys know the stories you've heard. You've read stuff, things that you've heard us talk about it. But a lot of people haven't. They don't know that this is who he is. Like, this is, they don't understand that he's this kind of corny. Like, that's his shtick before he does something that was church related. And that's who's running. Like, he takes the worst stereotypes and decides there's clearly nobody who has surfboard. I've gone to games in the West Coast. They don't have surfboards on their car at the games. The belt buckle idea with Hugh, that's the most lazy stereotype of all time in the city of Houston. And then, you know, park the car. He uses park the car for Boston. I'd use other things like, and then in New England, in the Boston area where I'm, it's like, You're the biggest loser. Your brother is. Your sister's a whore. She's been a whore for years. Like, do that. Do a real one. You know what? You know what I find, Sully? I find it very interesting that your girl was texting me yesterday saying she wanted to be my own personal chicken head. I thought that was fairly interesting. Say that one, Jack. Say that one. Because you're not in a bar in Boston. Well, you wouldn't know that the Southies get a little sideways on you. You say, park the car. Park the car. You know, right? Park the car, right? That's what they say, you know? Park the car. Don't you know? He's the same corny-ass lines. Like, be a better comedian, Jack. Be a better comedian. You're already a terrible NFL executive. Be a better comedian, please. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do this.
No, he's
Well, just... if you heard the laughter.
No, I mean, he was killing it for his crowd. That crowd is, let me tell you what that crowd doesn't have any idea about, salary cap. That crowd has no idea about trade implications.
They showed up looking to hear the words of God, and they got an extra treat.
They got an extra treat.
You heard what he
said, yeah.
Before we get into God's word, I got a bit to work out.
100%. There are people in there going, oh my God. So I hope he just gets to the word of the Lord, because this is really crazy.
Corny. Goodness gracious! So that's people, the guy that's got an owner that is so hoodwinked and so mesmerized. He's got him under a spell.
He's got Cal enthralled.
He's got Cal under a spell. Cal doesn't.
What was that snake?
And now, here's the thing, though: is if Cal left without Jack Easterby, he would be he'd be rudderless, wouldn't he? I mean, who's going to lead Cal to, you know, take him to the bathroom
nobody. Nick Cassero would just say, listen, go home, do all that stuff. But here's the thing that's scary. Right now it's scarier than that, is that Nick Easterby's down with them. That's actually scarier than the Cal thing. Cal's been, that all happened. Like, that's done. Cal's part is done. He did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Nick Cassero. And that's what scares me, is that this guy still has, like,
yeah.
He has people, he has Jack calling agents about players and free agency. Like, that's terrifying to me.
Yeah. Yeah, he might be under a spell, too. All right, when we come back, Mattress Mack's going to join us. He's put down $3.46 million in bets on the Super Bowl. We'll talk to him about it on the other side.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell, bringing in Mattress Mack here. He made ESPN yesterday with the story about laying down $3.46 mil on the Tampa Bay Bucks in Vegas, and Mac is joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Mac, what's up?
Hey, John, how are you, Lance? Great to talk to you guys, like old times.
Yeah, yeah. It really is, man. Well, it's not like you. Okay, so you do the promotion again, and if Tampa Bay should win the big game on Sunday, then you give all the furniture away for free, right? Everybody gets their furniture for free. Does this continue up until game time?
All the mattresses. You buy a mattress, 3,000 yeah. Better. We start last week. And we'll go Friday and Saturday for a short time on Sunday. So right now we're in line to give back millions of dollars in free matches to our great Houston and Texas customers as Tampa Bay wins the big game on Sunday. That's why I flew to Colorado Springs, and the people from DraftKings were very accommodating and made it fast, easy, convenient for me to bet my $3.4 million so I can win it all back and pay for these free matches for our great customers.
So I saw that. I saw that you went to Colorado Springs. Previously, you've gone to Mississippi for the Astros wager that you had. You'd gone to Mississippi, I believe I read.
Yeah, I went to the casino down there in Mississippi, but this one was easy to go to DraftKings, go to Colorado Springs. I did it virtual online, but I had to be in the state to do it.
Yeah. So I heard you. Well, I read the article that you just went. You literally flew, and once you're in the airport, you're like, "All right, it's legal now, so I can fire this." And obviously, you work with DraftKings for that amount of money. You clearly have negotiated or worked with them in advance to get this done. What to me shows that you know something about your sports wagering is that, did you know Mac bought a half point?
You took it from
3 to 3.5. That's what I read, Mac, that you took it from 3 to 3.5, that you bought the half point on it.
Yeah, it was kind of expensive, but I have some friends of mine that touted me very heavy on doing that, so I did that. And we'll see what happens. It's going to be a great game, but again, the DraftKings people were just super. They made it easy, and nobody has capacity to take that big a bet. But DraftKings took that all the $3.4 million or whatever it was. So kudos to them for being a great partner in this enterprise.
So let's say Kansas City wins by three, Mac.
that's the dream.
Is that a dream come true for Mattress Mac?
No.
The dream comes true for Mattress Mac is for Tampa Bay to win. The only reason I did point spread bet because I've been beat up so bad on these money lines, so I decided to change my luck and do the point spread. But the dream come true is for Tampa Bay to win, and all these customers get a free mattress.
But when you hedge it like that, you're making basic. I don't know how to say you're trading dollars, but you know, you would win your bet, but you would lose all the mattresses. So you're doing all of this for people. I mean, you're not making big on this thing when you hedge like this.
That's exactly right. The customers get a great deal. All of our employees are working extra, working overtime. Our team's working very hard. But the thing it does, it makes us relevant. You know, it's brick and mortar retailing is a different business now than it was 20 years ago. You got to be relevant to get people to come out versus pushing the button on Amazon. So this promotion is fun. We got footballs all over the store. We got jerseys. We got all sorts of Tampa Bay paraphernalia. So by making it fun to come to a retail store, we stay relevant and we stay in business. So even though we're not going to make any money on this, it's a great deal for the customers, and there's a lot of excitement about this game. Let's face it, we've all been through a lot the last year, and kudos to NFL for having this incredible matchup, this incredible game. I hope it goes down to the last play, and it's a great distraction for all of us who are worried about COVID and all these other internal problems we have in the country.
How has it been? You mentioned, you know, obviously Amazon and what it's done. It's been huge for its business, but how's the pandemic affected you guys?
Pandemic's been, it's been difficult, obviously, keeping the employees safe, keeping the customers safe is our number one priority. But as far as selling furniture, we've been selling a lot of furniture because people are sitting at home. They're not going to sporting events. They're not going to Disney. They're not going on vacation. They're sitting at home, and their dog feet on the sofas. They got to get a new sofa.
Well, and they ain't getting rid of the dog, so get yourself a new sofa and get it from Mattress Mac. Get you that mattress this weekend. So today and tomorrow, you're still able to get these mattresses, and still you could get it for free if Tampa wins, right?
Yeah, you buy the mattress, $3,000 plus. Tampa wins the big game. Your mattress purchase is free. After that story broke in ESPN yesterday, I've had hundreds of calls from people across the country wanting to buy a mattress in New York, or Philadelphia, Los Angeles. The problem is I can't get it there that quick. So people in Houston and the surrounding areas, buy a mattress. We deliver today or tomorrow or Sunday morning. You get the mattress in your house. Tampa Bay wins the big game. Your purchase is free, and you'll sleep great for 10 years on a free mattress courtesy of Tampa Bay.
There it is. I've done it before. I've gotten the furniture before. I didn't win. My side didn't win. I think it was an Astros promotion when they were going to win the World Series or whatever, and they didn't win it that year, Mac. But it's a great – hey, you get your furniture, and you might get it for free. You get your mattress, you might get it for free. How about this?
Yeah, and the thing is, Tom Brady has such a great name brand. I called my lawyer to tell her about this promotion. I have right up the contract with the customers, and she said, which side did the customers get? I said, Tampa Bay. She said, oh, no, you can't do that. They have Tom Brady. So he's got a really strong name brand that makes for an interesting matchup here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Matt, congratulations, man. Great stuff. And best of luck on your quest for Tampa Bay. It wouldn't be so bad if Kansas City wins by three, but okay. All right.
It's going to be great when Tampa Bay wins. We're going to get free mattresses to half of Houston. Thanks, John. Have a great day.
All right, man. There's Mattress Mac right here on ESPN 97.5. 3.4 million. Now he wins both sides if Kansas City wins by one, two, or three.
I've already done all that math.
Yeah,
I realize. Like, no, but if Tampa wins,
he don't want.
Don't look at this.
No.
There is a 3.5 point hedge there where he's got a chance to middle it,
and win both sides.
If Kansas City wins by two,
one, two, or three,
people pay for their mattress, and he gets $3.4 million.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. That's when you know you have a lot of money. It's like, I don't know, 3.4 something.
Whatever.
Million.
It was whatever.
If I'm like, it's $225. I know this for a fact. Max, like, I don't know, 3.46 million or something. I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, man, I know the exact totals.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, he's probably like, whatever. Hey, Well, DraftKings took 3.46 billion. Oh, yeah. You think DraftKings is doing okay?
DraftKings has been making so much money.
Yeah. It's going to take a bunch for them to get. Now, I would imagine the players out there, the public, is going to be heavy on Kansas City.
Well, it's like I've been told by Doug Castaneda when he was, well, I guess he's still at the Wynn, the sportsbook operator. He told me this years ago. He said, the idea that they want split action is incorrect. They don't want too much. They don't want to be too heavy on one side, but they want decisions. Like, they want to have an opportunity to have the team that they want to win, so they make money.
Yeah.
They can't just
well, and they'll manipulate
and win the juice. It's not enough. They want to win money.
They'll manipulate the line. Big Tony, when we were there with the Colts and the Bears played.
At the, Nugget, yeah.
When we were there, Big Tony, he said, I got the Colts in a big way today. And you know what? We manipulated the line, so everybody comes here to bet on the Bears. So and guess what? Tillman's going to be pissed if the Bears win this game. Trust me. As a matter of fact, I might lose my job. We got millions on the Colts.
I'm telling you right now. I mean, it is that's a smart play for him. Now the problem is you can't do it nationally because he can't send it out to them and they'll just cancel orders before. Like, I understand what he was saying there. Like, people in New York, hey, I'll do the mattress thing. Yeah, but you'll cancel your order and the game goes down in 2 days before we can even ship it out. So what happens is in this scenario, if the Chiefs win by three or less, he wins both sides.
Both sides.
He wins mattress money.
Yeah, but
he wins,
you know, he didn't want to focus on this. I'm going to tell you this though about Mac. I'm serious. He wants Tampa Bay to win.
Well, I'm sure he does.
He does because the best promotion is all these people getting these mattresses.
Yeah,
for free.
Yeah, yeah. Now, for a single amount of cheddar. Well, the middle is. I would, if I'm Mattress Mac, I'm just going to tell you right now, I want the Chiefs to win by three.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, but I almost got a mattress.
Seriously,
where's my money, DraftKings?
This dude is Mattress Mac because he wants Tampa to win. He really is.
What? Well, it's a great marketing thing.
If you ever read his book, everything is about marketing. Everything. Yeah. And this is the best marketing. Yeah.
It is better marketing if people win free.
And you know
mattresses.
How appreciative the people are that got these free mattresses? Now, they're going to go back. They have to go back to the store and they bring their
receipt. But here's
the
thing. You asked the question. The money line play.
Yeah.
There is no. I mean, well, anytime you move it up to 3.5, I mean. But if you would have. I mean, he made
a
bet from 3 to 3.5.
There's a reason he has the dog.
Yes, that's a hedge play. I mean, that's a middle play.
Yeah,
he took it to 3.5, paid extra juice. He could have just made it. All right, you know what? We're going to play money line, which is going to pay me more. I'll put $3 million on it, and I'll get 3.6 back. Instead of you get the juice,
right?
He's not paying the juice. He gets the juice if they win. So there's an understanding that there's a middle. It was done. It was you. The dog. I get doing Tom Brady. That's a public guy. You know, it's a public team. Is going to be Tom Brady. People want Tom Brady to win, but the money line would have financially made more to pay for the mattresses. If you had said, "Okay, we're going to put $3 million, and I'm going to make $3.5 million.
Right,
so there's $500,000 extra dollars. This is one that he knows, and somebody else told him, "Hey, and while you're at it, why don't you buy a half point?" It's going to cost you a little extra.
But you don't push. You win both sides on a three-point game.
But Mac probably does want Tampa to win, I'm sure.
I'm sure he does. That's how Mac is.
If Kansas City wins by two, sip of my tea.
It's 742 ESPN 97.5.
That's how I'd play it, too.
713-780-3776. Come hang with us.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Yeah. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Understand this, and you seem to be from God because you're doing some miracles and you're walking on water and all that stuff. Like, that's a pretty good deal. By the way, y'all think Jesus, like, paused on water and, like, shot out to the fish? That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time. I'm like, man, you know, Jesus walking on water, like, hey, what's up, fish? Right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
why did you do that?
If you play because more of these, I don't know if I can.
Because that one in particular will be a staple of the show going forward. Not the whole thing.
One fish, two fish.
That one's not going away.
You feel me?
No.
All right. You feel me? One fish, two fish. Breathy movies.
And if only this was a visual media.
About, all the time.
Hey, body and blood.
But what about his swagger?
That was for a black audience that he was speaking to.
Because he had a little swagger. Was one fish, yeah. two fish.
And you got to see the movement. The video really is. But check this out. Y'all ever had bread and wine, you know, but the wafer was like a little bit stale? And you're like, man, God, why you put some stale bread on me? You feel me? You see what I'm saying? Come on, Jack. Come on. Mm-hmm. So that's his don't you know, was the white audience. And then for his black audience, he's like, hey, shout out to the fish. You feel me? Okay.
Funny right there. Hey. I laugh at that all the time. I'm like, man, you know, Jesus walking on water, like, hey, what's up, fish? Right. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know.
Oh, God, don't do that anymore.
Keep doing
it. Don't. No.
Not going anywhere.
No.
Shout out to the fish.
One fish, two fish.
Oh, no. Don't do that anymore. No. We can't.
See if you can find some
the fish.
You see what I'm saying? Hey, by round of applause, who here's with their lady tonight? By round of applause. Oh, no. He's doing black comedian thing.
One fish, two fish.
No.
Red fish, blue fish. Oh, God. Did Katy Perry have a baby?
What? Recently?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
The world is it? It's 7:46. Why did John just ask, did Katy Perry have a baby?
Because well, she's bigger.
Looking a little thick in that promo?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she was
pregnant. Yeah, I think she had a baby.
Yeah.
Recently.
Jarring. People sitting in their cars going
no one
to work,
knows what
like
you're looking
just,
at.
Hey, did Katy Perry have a baby?
Yeah, no one knows what you're looking at.
It's not
at.
My baby. I'm just
why,
asking.
Why?
No, but
she's looking bigger.
It's a non sequitur.
She looks bigger.
Just,
and then the wives in the car is like, there he is. That's again. True. There's your guy. She looks bigger. That's what he just said.
Well, she's coming off of pregnancy.
Well, she's coming off pregnancy. That's all I'm asking. I mean, I think she looks good. That's all I'm saying. She just looks bigger. That's all.
Oh, man.
I didn't say that was a bad thing.
Let me ask you something,
you didn't
John.
Say it's a good thing the way you're talking.
It is.
I'm going to give you a date and I'm going to ask you, do you think she should have rebounded already? Because since you seem to be an expert,
let me ask
you. I
don't think she should rebound. I think she looks good.
Because the baby was born, Orlando Bloom's baby, by the way, father of the child, was born August 27th.
August 27th?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think she looks good.
I was wondering if you thought.
I don't know about rebounding.
I thought you were going to say, tighten it up a little bit.
No. No, you said that.
I was wondering.
No, I'm not saying
that. It seems like right in your wheelhouse. I'm like, hey, you had that baby in August. Tighten it up.
Apparently, Joe Biden and the administration wants Major League Baseball to push their season back, and Major League Baseball Players Association wouldn't take the call. How about?
Well, it's funny because Major League Baseball is like, yeah, we'll do that too. And Major League Baseball, the Players Association, So I have not heard the logic between the players' associations. Like, what is it that they – I don't understand. They didn't want to expand the playoffs. And I know they don't want the DH, I guess. That's one of the big deals. They don't want DH in the National League. But more playoffs means more money. Getting paid 152-game schedule, but you get paid 162. Like, I'm trying to find out, have you read anywhere what they're – because logically, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, they just say no. That's all. They're not responding with any, you know, any counter proposal. They're just saying no. That's all. No, they just say no.
But what's the lot like?
Because
but
you're,
why?
You're, well, give us something. If you want something, if the owners want something, you have to give them something.
What do the owners want?
They want to push the season back.
But they're giving you, they're telling you they'll pay you for 10 games you don't play.
Right. Eight fewer games. Right.
And they'll give you more playoff shares.
Right. Right.
No, their thought, okay, that's simple. That's me being simple. Frankly, not like how simple, but frankly, that is.
It's more work, though.
Work, but it's also a bigger TV. It's a bigger spike in TV revenue. But do the players get a percentage of that? I mean.
Yeah,
they, I'm trying to. Do all they have the baseball revenue?
No, they don't. They don't think that
is. That's probably what it is. Is there like, nah, you are getting a bigger TV deal.
Now, playoff
TV
shares
deal.
Are, you, you know, you make more in playoff shares because, you know, you get, if more teams are in the playoffs, there's going to be more revenue shares. But are you watching Rerun?
Wait, why is Rerun on there?
I don't know. Rerun's
on. Did a gif of Rerun. What is that in regards to?
You
think I'm going to be able to do a show when Rerun's doing his dances?
Do you ever, no. You don't follow Super 70s?
Oh, yeah.
They do all kinds of, do all kinds of stuff. Anyway, 713-780-3776. No, it's baseball. Just if the owners want something, the players just say no. That's all. No, we don't want it. We won't have it. That's all. Then that's the answer. There's no logical explanation for it. It's just that's our lives. If the owners want something, the players say no. So I saw Blummer out at playing golf the other day, and what a great guy. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. The lead story today, Christian Wood getting an MRI on his ankle as the Rockets win again last night, 115-103. Had that little hiccup.
Well, it's a one-game win streak. We're just getting ready to start a – I'm going to predict
seven of their last eight.
I'm predicting an eight-game win streak now.
You are? Mm-hmm. Seven of their last eight. Well, they do have – I mean, it's not a tough schedule coming up, but they do have – some tougher teams that they will be playing. Philadelphia coming up here soon. They've got San Antonio tomorrow, Charlotte, New Orleans, Miami, New York, Washington, Philadelphia. Those are all winnable games up to Philadelphia. At Philadelphia, you get to go visit Daryl Morey. You get to go see Daryl. And we'll see. And he's been in and out, right? Joel Embiid. We'll see if he's not dead by that time.
I mean, there hasn't been a threat of death for Joel Embiid. It's just whether he plays or not.
Yeah.
The Sixers lost to Portland last night. Embiid played, went for 37, and 5 wasn't enough. They lost a home game to the Blazers. The thing is, Christian Wood, will he be available of those games?
Yeah. It seems
like an extended amount of time he's going to be out.
Yeah.
I mean, my guess is... I mean, ankle, you're either looking at fracture, which I don't think that's the case, or you're looking at some type of sprain. And even if it's a sprain, you're probably talking 2 weeks is my guess. I mean, I do a lot of doctoring stuff on WebMD. So I'm going to say he's going to be out for anywhere from 10 to 14 days is my diagnosis.
Yeah.
The Rockets were saying extended, or at least that's the thought. Who knows what extended means.
Days. When the dude can't walk off the court, when he can't put any weight on it, I mean, immediately, it's like, well, he's probably going to miss some time.
I'm going to say 14.
2 weeks is like 20 games, too. So
I'm going to say 14 days then.
If he misses 2 weeks.
From what I could tell, it looks like about a 14-day injury.
Because I've had you're a doctor.
He could miss 9 games in 20 days.
Are you you say 14 days because you're a doctor.
Yeah, I've had foot injuries.
How long did it take you to recover?
He's
still not.
Well,
yeah, that's a point,
he's
John.
Yeah, I'm fully recovered from that.
Are you?
Oh, are you?
You seem to limp occasionally.
Do you hear me smash my foot on the ground?
Is that the right foot?
That's the right foot.
Okay. How long did you have to wear
a boot?
A boot.
I did it actually for
a year and a half.
Flex.
A year and a half.
I did it as a flex.
You were flexing with a boot on.
Yeah.
That was trying to impress?
That was my flex.
Who are you impressing with the flex?
You guys.
Well, we weren't impressed.
Do you see how it made me kind of do a little like a Jack Easterby move? Like, hey, what's up, fish? Bang. Red fish, blue fish.
That's not
bang,
impressive.
Bang. Shout out to the fish walking on water. Ha ha. Corny ass.
That's your guy. He runs your team. Your
He's a great team. Guy. That guy told you.
Yeah, no, I got a direct message. What a great person he is. He may be a great person. I just know him as a climber, somebody who got rid of Brian Gain. Who has been a football lifer, who got his one chance to be a GM, and he got whacked after a little more than a year. Somebody who has cost people behind the scenes
Chris
their
Olsen.
Job. Chris Olsen, lifer, and good at his job, too, by the way. Very good at his job, highly regarded by it. I had no idea, Chris, when that happened, I found out how highly regarded Chris Olsen was. man, people around the NFL think very highly of Chris Olsen. Yeah, so he may be the best guy. He's incompetent at football stuff. He's a climber, and he's had an impact on people's, like, I'm very serious about this, fan bases who rely on their sports to take their minds off of their, you know, off of their lives that can be stressful or whatever. He helped to gut a guy who had no business making football moves, helped to gut a team and really sour an entire fan base on an organization. He's done bad things to the McNair name now because Cal was put in a position where, you know, he's been made to, he doesn't look great.
Mm-mm.
Cal doesn't look great. And people who have worked in the organization for years have lost their livelihoods. So, I mean, that's personal to me. Somebody who had has a football dad, that's personal. When you have somebody who's not in, it's one thing to get fired in a business, that happens. But when you have a guy who doesn't really know, making decisions and getting rid of people, that's just so, and especially, you know, the Olsen thing was simply because he didn't go along with everything they said. He was trying to be a voice of reason.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
A different voice.
I have no respect for that. So he may be the best guy in the world. All I know is he's completely incompetent and has had a negative impact on the franchise that I cheer for, the franchise that the fan base that John and I have entertained for years. Don't tell me about how great a person he is. I don't care. He's a climber and he put himself in this position. Don't tell me about poor Jack. He's just a great man and he wants to serve you. That's great. Great. The best way he could serve the entire city and organization is to take a buyout and step down. If he was truly an honorable man, he would know that he's not.
He's hurting the organization.
He's not fit for this position.
Yep.
Get your money. Congrats. You got over on him. You got Deshaun, an unbelievable deal. You got other. So let's go ahead and take your money, buy out. You can talk Cal into all the money. You know, I mean, let's face it. You can resign and Cal still give your money. Just have a couple talks with them, and you can trick him. And he'll give you all your money, and then that'll be that. Just resign. I mean, just resign. That's the honorable thing to do. I have a lot of respect for him. He says, you know what? I got in over my head. I wasn't ready for this. I didn't expect this to happen. I got outside of the principles that I value, and I got caught up in a climb up a ladder because it was something I really wanted to do, and I put myself ahead of a franchise, and that's not what I believe in. I'd have a lot of respect for that if he said that. I just got caught up, you know? I had a chance to do something I really wanted to do. I always wanted to be a football guy like this and do all this, but I had a chance to take some shortcuts and do it, and I shouldn't have done that. And I don't think that, you know, now that I look into this more, now that I understand I put my personal needs and goals, I screwed Omar Khan out of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be a general manager. I mean, it goes in a lot of different directions. We're not just doing this for radio. This isn't a radio shtick for John. I can tell you for a fact it's not a radio shtick for me. These are real people who are impacted by a guy who doesn't have any business in this position.
Yep. All right, it's 757 ESPN 97.5. Just resign. That's all. 713-780-3776. I'm on my bookie right now. It's so easy to play and win and get paid. It's easy to deposit. There are different sources. You could use Bitcoin. You can use all kinds of different ways to get on and to be able to play. If you're looking for a great way to play, and, oh, by the way, when you deposit your initial deposit, they will match up to 50% of it, up to $1,000. So that's a great way to start with more to play on. And then you can't just, you know, use that free play. You gotta play, and then you get your free play, and it's wonder, and it's awesome. And I've used it, and I'm telling you, there's no other bookie that's going to do that. But if you're looking for a great place to play, get all the prop bets this weekend. All of the it's unbelievable the number of plays that you can make at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And you will love playing. It's easy to access. It's easy to navigate everything about it. It's easy to make the bets. It's as simple as it possibly get. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.